My name is Zachary Strebeck, the board game lawyer. Welcome to Legal Moves. Today, we're going to talk about the legal protection of game mechanics and what you can and cannot use. John Doe on the Dice Tower Guild on Board Game Geek asked the question, what mechanics can I use or not use from other sources? Do I need the creator's permission? Well, John Doe, this question deals mainly with two types of intellectual property law, copyrights and patents. Let's look at copyright first. Under U.S. copyright law, ideas themselves are not copyrightable. This includes the game mechanics or the engine that runs the board game, the rules of the game, and more abstract things like the theme or character archetypes. What is protected is the particular expression of those ideas. For instance, the way the rules are written and organized in the rulebook and on the game pieces or game board. Also, the way the theme is implemented in the art, the characters, and other forms of expression in the game. In lawyer speak, this is called the idea-expression dichotomy. I have a blog post up on my site at boardgamelawyer.com talking about this in a little bit more depth. There's also a related concept in copyright law called senefaire. This concept says that when you have a genre or theme, there are certain common elements to that theme. The inclusion of these common elements isn't covered by copyright. So let's look at an example. Let's say you are making a fantasy-themed game. You can't be excluded from using knights, dragons, and swords, even though someone else has used those concepts in the game. This is because these are common to any piece of fiction in that genre. Simply using a knight in your game is not going to be an infringement. However, if you use artwork or names or other unique elements that are substantially similar to the copyrighted material in another game, that could be infringement. Let's talk patents now. While game mechanics are not generally protected by copyright, they could be protected by patents. Patents are a whole different animal than copyright and are very complex. I'm also not a patent attorney, but here are some of the basics. A patent gives the holder of the patent the right to exclude others from using that invention for 20 years. So if you're going to use a mechanic in your game, it's probably best to ensure that another company hasn't already patented it. A common example is the patent on the gameplay mechanics in Magic: The Gathering. The claims of that patent are pretty specific as to what they cover, so one would have to deviate from those claims in some way to avoid infringement. If the mechanic is patented, you may be able to work out a licensing agreement in order to use that mechanic in your new game. If, however, they don't want you to use it, you might be out of luck. Patents have another wrinkle called the doctrine of equivalence. If you invent something that performs substantially the same function in substantially the same way to yield substantially the same result, it could be infringing even if it's technically different. The important thing there is whether the difference is substantial or not. Just another thing to watch out for when you're designing your game. Next time, I'll discuss another question about copyright regarding who owns the rights to a translation of game rules. Until next time, you can find me at boardgamelawyer.com or on Twitter at ZStrebeck.